These days, when smartphones and tablets give us access to pretty much anything we want, a dedicated e-reader almost seems quaint. Almost. GeekWire's Todd Bishop's here. He's got some props for Amazon's latest version of the Kindle. Hey, Todd.
How's it going, Marcy?
It's good. So this is what number version of Kindle?
Oh, gosh. You know something, I've lost track, but this is the Kindle Voyage. It's brand new. It's an upgrade to the device that people know as the Kindle Paperwhite. It's a high-end device, and it's starting with a high price, $199, which is as much as some people would pay for some tablets. So it's definitely...
I'm holding it right now. Light as a feather. But aside from that, what makes it different and special?
So a couple things. First, Amazon has returned to the concept of page forward and page back buttons built into the bezel, into the border of this device. This was something that Amazon actually started way back in the first Kindle, with which I actually have one of those here as well. They had the
let me hold that one.
Yes.
Well, that's not much heavier, but it's certainly clunkier.
So the most recent versions of the touchscreen Kindles have relied solely on touching the screen to page forward, and now you've got these sensors in the border of the device that you can use to do that.
And it is, you have the dimensions, but it's like 3x6 maybe, and it's very light. But I'm still confused why I would want a dedicated e-reader instead of a tablet. I mean, a Fire is a tablet. Why not get that? It does a lot of other things.
Absolutely. This is a device for reading purists in many ways. You aren't getting the notifications that interrupt that fantastic novel you're reading. You're not distracted by wanting to check your email. There's a browser in here, but it is awful, and so you're not going to want to use it. They're still calling it experimental. It's so bad. And so this really is something that you would use as a reading aficionado, which I know many listeners of public radio are.
How many books would this thing hold?
Thousands. And it is very much something that's connected to the cloud as well, so you can download books over Wi-Fi or 3G.
So aside from the $199 price tag, what are the drawbacks?
You know, this is really something that you may not necessarily need. The big thing is the price, frankly. I mean, that is as much as you would pay for any tablets.
Otherwise, you like it.
Otherwise, I do like it very much. The other thing that Amazon has done with these devices is it uses a front-lit screen. So the light goes up over the screen, basically at a micro level, and then goes down onto the text rather than shining into your eyes.
Which means you can see this thing when the sun is shining.
Absolutely. And you can read at night in bed in the dark after your partner or spouse has turned off the light. It's really a good reading experience.
And that's the Voyage from Amazon, the Kindle Voyage. I'm talking with Todd Bishop, co-founder of the tech news website GeekWire. And we go from smart readers to smart watches. I understand that Microsoft is trying to beat Apple at its own game.
Absolutely. This is the report that came out over the weekend. Microsoft is planning to unveil and then actually release shortly thereafter its first smartwatch with health-oriented sensors, very much like you would see out in the market. But the big deal is that Apple will not be coming out with the Apple Watch until early 2015. So it's a rare case, potentially, of Microsoft beating Apple to market.
Well, beating Apple to market, perhaps. What other things will differentiate the Microsoft Watch from the Apple Watch?
Reportedly, Microsoft is planning to make its watch work not only with Windows and Windows Phone, but also with Android and iPhone, which is a big difference from the way Google and others, including Samsung, have approached this. They've basically made it a link between their devices.
So you're telling me they're making a universal smartwatch.
In many ways, that is what it looks like Microsoft is going to be doing. Now, Microsoft is not yet commenting. They're trying to play a little bit of Apple's game here and potentially have a big reveal for this.
How important is it for this to succeed?
It's huge. It's huge in a symbolic way. Microsoft needs a win in consumer devices. You know, you've got the Xbox, which does fairly well. Windows Phone is still at a fraction of the market. And Microsoft, particularly under new CEO Satya Nadella, needs this to do well.
Okay, we're talking with GeekWire's Todd Bishop. We've got the watch, we've got the reader, and finally, in the there's an app for that category. Starbucks has found a new way to make it easier for us to buy coffee. What is this thing?
Finally, you will be able, before you walk into the Starbucks, to order your coffee on your phone and have it waiting for you so you don't have to stand in line to get your coffee. Ain't technology great?
Well, I think that's lovely, but if I order this coffee via mobile app, how do they know when I'm coming? Won't it get like cold or stale or something?
That's a really good point. So they're going to be testing this out in Portland.
Where they don't care if the coffee's good? What?
I'm not sure. But so we'll get a much better sense for exactly how it'll work. And frankly, I think they'll get a much better sense for precisely how it'll work through this test.
We can drink coffee, read our e-reader, and look at our smartwatch all at once. Todd Bishop, co-founder of the online tech journal GeekWire. He joins us every other Monday on The Record. Todd, it's great to see you.
Thanks, Marcy.
You're tuned to The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.